Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in this new episode. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Liaqat and Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly so that we can get into the very heart of discussion. So let's just start with Sister Zainab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir, Indian administrated Kashmir. And I've been living in Iran for some 10 years now and studying Hausa here.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Sister Zainab. And you, Brother Liaqat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas from India. And right now I'm pursuing my master's in psychology. And my interest is in history, Islamic history, as well as psychology. Thank you.
Thank you both of you very much for joining us in today's episode. Well, as you know, in Back to Reality, we try to focus on the stuffs that are very important and they could bring us back to the reality of today's life and today's world. As for today, we're going to be talking about life in itself. Generally speaking, whatever that happens to us in this world is in a constant state of change. Everything would move on, everything would pass, and all the difficulties, all the problems. If you have a day of laughter, the next day is going to be maybe teary eyes. And if you have whatever of sadness, then there is an equal amount of happiness. So then, out of all, if you consider all these things, there would come this question that everything is going to pass. So what is the purpose of life?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking about the purpose of life, he talks about it in the Quran that I did not create the jinn and ins, I did not create the jinn and the mankind except for worship.
Yeah.
Well, I have to understand the concept of worship in itself to understand the purpose of life. If I take the concept of worship just as the apparent forms of worship, just fasting and, I don't know, praying, and that's worship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we are recommended in religion to be, don't be abid, but to be abd. Being obedient, because obedience, worship is obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And
worship, of course, have got different formats.
Yeah, whatever I am doing in life, whatever, no matter what, all the acts that I'm doing in my life, I have to always analyze them with the Islamic laws, Islamic guidelines, whether I understand the wisdom behind them or I don't understand the wisdom, because the wisdom behind Islamic teachings is not always understood by the human mm-hmm. brain, because we have some limitations. We are not able to comprehend them. So whether I understand them, whether I do not understand them, but since I understand the concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise, I accept Islam as a complete religion, complete way of life, then I have to adhere to its laws and its policies. So whatever I do in life, basically, I analyze it with, is it in line with the Islamic laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me? If I choose this way, then I'm obedient all the way. And I am actually very close to the purpose of life. And in each passing day, I have to remember that, because like Surah Inshiqaq also reminds us of after several, you know, it takes several, there are several things like Allah swears by this and that. And then there's this answer, there's this statement that says, stage by stage, you're leading to the a mulaqat, a meeting with your Lord. So be prepared for mm-hmm. that. So whatever I do, all the actions I do in life, I have to analyze them with those laws. And I have to see, am I prepared for the final meeting or not?
Yeah, but you know, in everyday life, we get to the point that we ask ourselves that all these problems, all these pains, all these sufferings, for what? I have never assigned for it, have I?
I would quote the verse of the Holy Quran, which most of us are familiar with, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Rahman, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ فَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجِلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. So everything is gonna perish mm-hmm. except the face of your Lord.
Yeah.
So, and on another verse we see, إِنَّمَا نُطِعُمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, we have fed you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in literal translation, for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is going to remain forever and everything else is going to be perished, be it my sadness, be it my happiness, be it whatever, I would say. So over here, the critical point what we have to take into consideration is, if everything is becoming like kind of non-existing, then what am I doing? Like,
yeah.
You see? So the thing is, yeah, of course, if you do it just for your own sake, it's going to perish.
For everything, the worldly sake of living.
The happiness, the money, the sadness, everything is going to perish. But if you are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is going to stay alive near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it the deed itself or be it its asar or the effects of the deeds.
Yeah.
So there are two things, right? One is the deed itself and one is the effect of the deed. Both are going to stay. Effect of the deed, what I mean is, if you walk on a seashore and you see behind you, there are your footsteps being
footsteps,
laid.
Yeah?
That is the asar or the effect of the pressure of your foot on the sand example. Yeah. So the asar or the effect of the good deeds or the bad deeds as well is going to stay. So
they're going to remain there in the book of your life.
As it's also mentioned in Surah Zalzal, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. And again for the shar as well, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى.
Which means
like for the very small atom size of good deed you did, you'll see the consequences.
And the same goes for the bad deed that you do.
We will see the consequences, no matter the size of the deed. But we're going to, like, sometimes we just show our gestures with the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we will see the consequence of that.
So
we
see everything is there.
Yeah.
It's not perished, actually. The happiness or the sadness example, in general context, if we see it's not there, but if it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I take it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will stay with me forever.
So I actually get one thing. If you bring life and then exclude the hereafter from it, then there is no meaning to life.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
I do believe that because, you know, there are many famous celebrities or many even famous scientists or writers, authors. They come to a point in their life in which they do not see any other resolution except for suicide. Like they see the total emptiness in life. As I just said before we come back, if you exclude hereafter, if you exclude the effect of your footprints in this life, if you exclude all these things from your book of life, then whatever you have done is futile because everything is gonna perish, just as you said. So in order to add meaning to my life, I have to believe that God is watching over me and whatever I do is gonna be having a future in the hereafter.
Right.
And I have to teach myself this every now and then? Because in everyday life, we get too much of these thoughts like, all of these things are futile. Even
right.
The things, whatever I try so hard for, when I get it, I feel like, okay, so what? Whatever I try so hard, if you have children, your children are going to grow older and then they would leave you one day. And then you come to this point that, okay, so what? You know, how can I just help myself?
By educating yourself. I think when there's purpose missing in life, this is when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's no purpose. Like a person is not clear about the purpose of their life. That's why they get the suicidal thoughts. That's why
they have purpose. But if their purpose is worldly, then as I just told you, when you get it, you say, okay, so what?
What next? For example, Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi says in the book 50 Lessons for the Youth, he says that it's a book about belief. He has explored the lessons like 10 about Tawheed, 10 about, you know, different beliefs of Islam. But he says that if a person gets to know the answer of certain questions like, where did he come from?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he come? Where will he go? And with what he will go? If he gets the answer to these questions, he's prosperous. Mm-hmm. He will find meaning to life. He will find purpose of life, the worthy purpose of life. So we have to question ourselves, where did I come from? Who gave me this life? Where I have to go? How I have to go? These are very basic questions that...
Well, I have another basic question as well. Now, speaking of life and the purpose of life and the meaning of life, I usually come to compare. Like, there are many people who are having a perfect life. At least it seems like... So at least they're not suffering from war. At least. Mm-hmm. Or they're not suffering from a catastrophe, natural catastrophe. But there are people who are at the very heart of these problems and catastrophes and miseries. So... the life of those people is considered to be easy. The life of these people is considered to be so difficult. Now, when I compare, what should I come to as a conclusion? Like, these people who believe in God, aren't they supposed to have an easier life?
Okay, so over here we have to see what is considered an easy life, okay? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the big bold letters which are posted in front of us by this present world or social media is that easy life is equal to having wealthy life, having healthy life, having luxurious
life. Prosperous life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is, I would say, a successful life, mm-hmm. according to the world or what the social media puts in front of us. But is it everything or no? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another definition mm-hmm. to what life is, or the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam, where we see the hadith where it states that you are never created for this world. What you're created is for the hereafter. Mm-hmm. So if we take this as bold lines for us, for our children and for our progeny, like, you are not created, dude, you're not for this world, then of course everything is going to change. Okay.
Like what happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, she had been suffering too much, but when what she sees is all beauty.
Everything.
Because she knows that God is watching over her and everything
and
is going to be...
And the maqam of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is something. Example, if it wasn't for shahadat, I heard a scholar, a reputable scholar telling this, if it wasn't for the shahadat or the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam would not be at, like, he will not get that maqam, or he will not get that state of intercession. He would have intercession, but not the intercession of what we think. Example, right now the state of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is that if a person goes to his ziyarah, all his sins are forgiven, the person is rightful to get the intercession, an intercession which would keep him in the depths of hellfire. And because of Imam Hussein al-Islam and his ziyarah, he'll be taken out of it.
I just wanted to draw the attention to this point that we hear it a lot in today's life, that many people try to compare, like, my life is a difficult life, their life is an easy life. But we have to consider this, that, first of all, look at the life of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They have never had an easy life. And easy life is not considered or defined by the worldly criteria. Mm-hmm. It is considered by what God has set there for us. So, Sister Zainab, your final words.
Yeah, I would like to add on that, like in Surah Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I bless them with something, they say, like, God has done some akram on me. He has been kind, generous towards me. And when he takes away something, he did ihana.
That's the nature of human beings.
He did ihana to me. He did humiliation to me. But Allah says, you both are in test. When you are healthy, you should never think that I'm not in a state of test. Whether I'm healthy or I'm sick, I'm in a state of test.
So what we get, the final conclusion of today's episode would be like this, that life with all its difficulties or with all its happiness is going to end. What remains is the book of your deeds. So try to focus more on that. Pray for God. Worship is the actual ultimate purpose of our life. And worship have got different forms. So we have to be careful about every single act we do. This was all for today. Thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, Brother Liara.
This was all.
I hope you have enjoyed it until another session. I hope you rest in health and wealth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, Lati Umma Raizak, Latasi Daylight again, once again.